A lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. Today, I would like to talk with you about how to continue with our analysis, in fact, and today, we do this not verbally, we do this non-verbally, with other tools and methods, and I'm sure you will be very excited about it because these are really great exercises now to come. But before, I would like to make with you a little self-check, a little test which you can do with yourself that you can double-check, in fact, how much you're progressing on the topics or on your topic you have done. So be excited and let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. As promised, we now start today with the self-check, self-test. And for this, I ask you kindly that you take out the notebook in which you have written down the bullet points or all the topics which you could think of. You were writing down, you know, which is still bothering you, situations you were not happy with, you know, which up till now make you think about or wondering, oh, that was maybe not, you know, great to me, and that was not okay from the others, you know. And I want you to have a look, you know, to open the notebook again, and that you have an additional look at your list again. And now be very frank and very honest. How long is that list? All right, and I'm straight, you know, if you wrote down 3 points, all right, if you wrote down maybe 15 points, already much better. But how many points did you really write down? Please double check a little bit. And I'm not talking about the ones which you really were highlighting, you know, the 3 to 5 ones which I ask you for. It's more really about how many from the quantity could you reach and could you think of, all right? And I'm honest, when you wrote down maybe a 3/4 of a page, then in fact it is too less. And why is that the case, you know? I observe very, you know, many customers, they come into my coaching lounge, they sit down and I ask them, you know, so what is the problem? So why did you consult me? So what can I do for you, in fact? What do you want to resolve in your life? And then they say, you know, as well, now I'm exaggerating, of course, no? But they say it's only this topic, or it's this topic and a little bit that, you know. But then they're right away quiet. And when you ask, is there nothing else, you know, which is bothering you? And they say, no, it's, for example, I'm just taking an example, it's still my ex-husband, you know. And you think about, all right, that's okay. But, all right, and nothing else, you know. And then they say, no. If this was gone, or like, you know, the divorce is now happened, you know, and is over, everything would be the sunshine on heaven, let's put it like this. And you're like, all right, makes me wonder, you know, and I'm straight, you know, it is a clear sign that this person is, for some parts in her life, actually closing the eyes. So I really want you to double check from your side how many points you have on your list. And when it's a short list, go back and redo this exercise because it's very an important one. It's really reflecting, in fact, your life. And for this, you really have to be honest to yourself. And it's not an easy exercise. So when you just thought about one person, two persons, I'm straight, it's too less. Then it's really better go more into details, you know, and really observe your thoughts you have when you try to do this exercise. So take the time, really get back, make a pause, and then start thinking about it. And also maybe for the next week, you know, because it's really important and really There are, in fact, much, much more things which really keep us occupied. We are just not really paying attention to it. So really redo this exercise. It is very important, all right? Okay. And the second check, self-test, in fact, is for those ones who sent me, you know, their story, which is still bothering them up till now. Thank you very much, by the way. Very great. And also for those ones who, you know, did this exercise for themselves, all right? Both of them, here again, double check how long time it took you really that you did tell your story about this person or about this situation without being interrupted by someone else, all right? So when I always receive, you know, these messages by Signal, by WhatsApp, or like, you know, this walkie-talkie thing, I just, first of all, have a look, how long is the story? So how much did this person really talk about this situation and about the things which really bothered that woman, you know? And when it's just about, you know, 2-3 minutes, then I'm straight again, it's way too short, all right? So these things that you talk and tell everything, what is bothering you about this situation that you really empty your head, starts minimum by 10 to 12 minutes, all right? So where you non-stop talk, complain, cry out, be very emotional about whatever is really bothering you on this. And again, it's a very important exercise. So when you now figure out for yourself, oh, maybe I was not really doing this exercise really by heart, or that I could have done much better, then please take, you know, make your pause with this little podcast series and really redo these exercises from the last one or two analyses which we have done and which I've shown you, all right? It is wirklich very important. Just do it, you would, you know, otherwise you miss something. And here, you know, you make a shortcut, in fact. All right, so double check for yourself, be very honest. And if you want to, please then redo the exercises. If not, and you say, no, that was in fact fine. I have done more than 1.5, 2 pages writing about the bullet points, topics which bothering me, or that you really can talk 10 minutes about it without even taking the breath, you know. All great, then you have done and passed this greatly. So for all the other ones, you know, we have done that. So I now would invite you for the next exercise to come, where I ask you to write about, in fact, your situation, that person or these persons, which up till now really keep you occupied, bother you, make you angry, make you sad, and really hurted you that much in that particular situation. All right? And you do this, of course, you take out your notebook, which you always have with you. You open up a page, and then you start writing with, you know, that you really make a letter out of it. Dear dot dot dot, you know, the name of that person. For example, you write, Dear Peter, comer, and then you write everything, what comes up in your mind about this situation, about the setting, how it was, who said what exactly, how you felt, you know, and in fact, which is really in your head out there, you know, and you write like, I resent you that, and you write as much as came out of your mind or comes out of your mind. And if nothing more is coming, then you're turning the page and you write down, I have never told you, comer, that. And you write as much really comes up in your mind. Then you turn the next page and you write, for example, I want you that you do for me. And you write as much as you can think of. And also, like, maybe another help for writing, you write down, Dear Peter, comer, I wish you that you do for me. And you write down as much as you can think of. And also with this exercise, and I'm straight, don't take it serious. As I have done that the first time, you know, it took me about 1.5 to 2 hours just to write this. And I emptied my head with this. And this is, in fact, really the exercise. All right, so write down as much really comes up in your mind, in your head, about anything, about the emotions, about how you felt, your body intention, your, you know, what you in fact wanted to say and you didn't, and, you know, what this person really in fact meant by looking at you, how that person did, you know. Really write down everything. And here again, you know, just double check with the little test we just did before, you know, with the other two exercises. When you start writing about it and, you know, you just write one sentence, two sentences, and then you say, oh, you know, that's it, you know, and then you turn the page, you know, you write about the wishes, or, you know, I have never told you that, and la, la, la. I mean, this is by far too less. Then you're not really taking this exercise by heart and not serious enough, okay? So really sit down at your little spot where you have a comfortable area and you start writing about it. And you write as much really comes up in your mind. And you take the notebook out for this and, of course, the pen with which you can, you know, start rewriting again. Also not typing by laptop, so not really use your hand to write down your story. And I give you here an additional recommendation, you know, because when you start doing this exercise, you know, you have some things which are really present, then you write them down and then they're out of your mind. Great. Okay. This is exactly what we're looking for. But, you know, to really deepen this exercise, I recommend you that you redo this exercise every single day up to the next podcast series. All right. So it sounds like a, you know, like a, let's put it like this, like a stupid exercise, but I'm straight, it is by far not. And you will see, you know, the more you do that, you know, from every single day, it will feel completely different, you know. And you also will feel that the more you do these exercises, you really fall more and more out of this comfort zone, which we really try to leave, you know, but we really try to be completely somewhere else, that we make new experiences, that we learn something new about us, all right? So really double check for yourself. And, you know, I also have, you know, this is not my experience. And also what I see, you know, from customers coming in here, and that's also interesting, because then you tell them, you know, please now write everything. And then they sit there and they make one, two sentences and three, maybe five. And then in total, they have written down maybe half of a page or something. And they look at you and, you know, or you have other ones, you know, this is in fact an extreme example of just the one I told you, you know, that you say, please write it down. And you saw that they have an internal refusion, in fact, you know, that they do not, I mean, for God's sake, do not want to sit down and write now about this person who was so mean, so dehumiliating, you know, so putting you down, so, you know, mean to you, in fact, that you also sit down and you write everything down, because you do not want to spend any more seconds with this person. Also mentally, and I'm straight, I understand this, all right? And trust me, when you have this internal refusion now doing this exercise, all right, I can tell you that's in fact a good thing. So first of all, you see, all right, this is really a topic I would like to get rid of. So a topic you should be working on, because it's blocking you and it's preventing you for really developing and for doing your transformation. I'm not joking, it's a clear sign for it, this refusion. And then second, of course, how can you overcome that? You can overcome that, and you think back about, you know, the personal deal you made with yourself at the beginning of this podcast, where we said, you know, that you made with yourself a deal, you know, and also, you know, that you, when you have a first obstacle to you know, on your way, that you think back about why you started this year, why you wanted to attend or to join this real change here, this podcast series. And I can tell you, because you wanted to do the transformation yourself. You wanted to move on. You wanted to do the big jump in love, life, and success. So then you made this deal with yourself that you stay focused and really committed. All right, so keep the target, the aim, the thing, the goal where you are trying to head to it, you know, this power woman to release your inner diamond, you know, this target, this is the, what we're working on. And I know this is not an easy exercise. And now this first hurdle, this first obstacle, in fact, is in front of you. Then keep in mind that you made with yourself the deal. And now really stay focused and stay committed. Listen to what I'm saying and really just do the exercise. And I know it's hard, and trust me, I've also done that the first time, and I know how you feel. It is really horrible, and in fact we have no time, no patience to do that. But trust me, do it, you will see the outcomes right away. It is a super great exercise. So putting it short, the more details you write, the more you write about it, the better it is, you know. So get everything out of your head and observe what is happening while you do the exercise, also in between the days, and when you also redo these exercises, what is happening with your thoughts, with your feelings, and just observe it. And if you want, please, of course, I can offer you also in this podcast episode that you exchange your results with me via Signal, via WhatsApp, or also this walkie-talkie, the Voxer app, of course. Or you just tape, you know, the things what you were written down, you're reading it out for yourself, and you tape yourself with it, and you send me this also via a little message. Absolutely no problem. So I would really then give you also the sign that I received it and that I'm witnessing it with you. So I am at and on your side. So really share your results. I can offer you this, of course, in addition. So really important exercise, really sit down, and I know this is most of the time the first big hurdle to overcome, but trust me, when you've done it the first time and you see what effect it has on you, you will just love this exercise from now on. But really do it, listen to me, and don't make a shortcut. Really do it for yourself. So thank you very much. That's it for today. And I hope you have great fun with this exercise. Please exchange your results to me. I'm really looking forward. And if you have any additional questions, something is unclear, or maybe you have a personal topic you would like to cover with me, then just shoot me a message. I am more than happy also to talk about these things in the next episodes to come. And I also thought about, you know, maybe you have would like to get a personal coaching on your scent results. You know, you have done now many things, you know, then of course I can offer you that, and in the next episodes I can talk about that personally, so you get also like a personal coaching, of course, and we do this anonym and discreet, but you will recognize of what I'm talking about. So thank you very much. I also hope you enjoyed this little one, and of course up to the next episode where we continue with our analysis. So thank you very much. Stay on your transformation, and up to the next one. Thank you.